All right, are you ready? Next week will be the final episode of this. You might think, whatever, move on, just a TV show. But Avengers is almost at an end. We've seen long-running TV shows like Seinfeld, Friends. Here in Australia, things like Sea Change, A Country Practice, some of you mentioned Spicks and Specks, all come to an end. And it can be super emotional, right? It's the end of a relationship with these people that you've loved, you've hated, you've loved to hate. It's complicated. What is the book, the show, the movie for you that you feel super emotionally attached to, that you were shattered when it finished? 1-300-33-1233. Share those with me. Amber has a few great series that have really made a mark on her life. Tomorrow When the War Began, the Harry Potter series, the Bartimaeus trilogy, A Song of Fire and Ice, which is, of course, Game of Thrones. So much going on in that. So let's talk a little bit about this now with Dr. Andrew Hughes, our regular guest, ANU marketing expert. Good morning.
Good morning, Kai. I've got to say, too, you've got a rocking singing voice.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I was breaking it down to that song earlier. Yeah. That's a good song, though.
You know,
good track.
What? That song is a perfect example of what we're talking about in terms of attachment to certain brands and things. I mean, in that song, he mentions a couple of, you know, wearing the Yankees hat. I mean, the Yankees is a baseball team. If you ever go to New York, people often say one of the things you have to do in New York is see a Yankees game. Even though you may not follow baseball, you just do it because it's part of being in New York.
It's just, it's like a rite of passage. You haven't been to New York if you haven't gone to a Yankees game, right?
Yeah, exactly. And this is part of being part of a community. And we call these brand communities. So, because when you go to a Yankees game, you are part of the Yankees crowd. You feel one of them. There are people out there, I'm sure, who've gone to other things in life where you go, wow, I feel part of the community. Have you ever gone to a really rocking music festival where you just go, wow, this is so worth the money. It's so worth sleeping in a dodgy tent, in a paddock somewhere, really exorbitant prices for everything from water to the actual site itself. You might go, you know what? It's worth every single cent to feel what I'm feeling right now.
It's about finding your people, right?
This is what marketers try and get in. Yeah, exactly. You know what? Some people call this tribal. So it's tribal marketing. We're trying to find a tribe we all want to be part of and be part of and connect it with. Even though we're a very connected world, you might say, we're looking for that connection beyond just a digital interface. We want one with people at a different, deeper level where we can all bond and talk about it in a shared way. You know, what's really been a recent game which is really focused on this is Pokemon. You know, people out there who walk around their phones and they meet with their other people who play the game. And I see many people who do this are adults, not kids. You know, they all stand in the corner. I'm going, what's going on here? And they'll tell me, hey, it's a gym. It's a Pokemon gym. And they'll talk with each other from, you know, those from the very highest part of life to the lowest part of life. And you think, wow, it's a real tribal experience. They're part of a tribe, part of the community. And we look for that, even with shows. So things like Game of Thrones ending this week, absolutely.
Yeah,
that's
so
what people are looking at.
What happens when that brand ends, when we don't have that anymore?
This is the thing. I mean, the show ends, but our community doesn't. So it doesn't have to end the community. Yeah, most people who may have been watching it on a week-by-week basis might drift off and it'll become part of their life and part of a memory. But for other people, they keep that connection going on through the tribe itself. So the community gets together, they'll talk about it, they'll even start to watch the show all the way back again from season one to go, hang on, let's do it all over again, and maybe now things will make even more sense than they did before. And so it takes on a life of its own. And we've seen this at things like Comic-Con. If you have heard of Comic-Con, which is where all these people get together who might follow comic book series or who follow a show like Game of Thrones, they'll get together and they'll share their experiences and even have, guests appearing from the show turn up and speak to the entire audience about what it's like to be on the show. And some people go, hey, hang on. I remember in season 6, episode 1, there was a scene where you did this. Could you explain that? And you see the poor actor on stage going, well, I did that because I was told to by the director. So, it takes on a longer life. Look at Elvis as an example. How long has Elvis been dead for? Some people might say he never died, Andrew.
There's conspiracy. There's definitely conspiracy theories out there about whether Elvis is still in the building or not.
Yeah, and it lives on, right? It lives on in our minds. So even though the actual brand itself may be have passed into, you know, a former life, we still let it live on in our minds. So even though it may have died in a virtual sense or a show sense, or even a physical sense, as it were, with a musician, it still lives on in our minds. We've seen that Bohemian Rhapsody, the movie came out, and all of a sudden people go, oh, I remember Queen. I love Queen. and so it takes on like a new life. And, you know, in some ways, yeah, the evil part of marketing goes, let's try and make money out of this. The other part of marketing goes, you know what, let's just keep this as a part of our culture and who we are as a society and community, is that we're part and sharing this knowledge and this experience.
But I guess marketing can almost be a part of that as well. These days, unfortunately, nothing feels like it doesn't have a commercial element to it. So even these TV shows, these movies, you know, they are, when they create the community, that becomes very equitable for marketing professionals.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And you see sometimes the tie-in happens for a lot longer. So the actors themselves can try and make a career out of other things. But more often than not, where they make most of their money is by playing a character role and putting that on, you know, an ad or doing an ad for something where they might, you know, talk about a certain product. I've seen that recently with Game of Thrones already doing a couple ads based around the characters in the show. And mm-hmm. I'm thinking, wow, okay, they've already crossed that bridge, because to them, they know it's really hot now, but maybe in, you know, a few years from now, it won't be so hot with everyone. It'll be just, oh, hang on, there's that show I used to, you know, put aside a certain time of the day for, but things move on to other shows. So the same with the Avengers. you know, you look at how that series is ending as well. And, yeah, you can go back and watch the movies time and time again. But now we have collectibles as well, to like the characters. So be it a toy, be it a poster, be it a T-shirt, there's a memento to that show, which a marketer might go, I'll put a premium on this because it might be something you attach value to far higher than what the object might be worth in a physical sense.
Can we expect these brand communities to continue? Are they getting stronger in 2019 than we've seen in the past?
Yeah, you know what, they are. If you look around the world, how people even go and travel to places where they're just the setting or backdrop for, say, for example, Game of Thrones. So Dubrovnik in Croatia, which is the scene for King's Landing, by the way, in the show, has experienced a fourfold increase in visitor numbers since the show started filming. It's crazy, right?
It's mental.
And what are people going to see? Yeah, because when you get there, there's no King's Landing. It's Dubrovnik.
Well, anyone and who's yeah, been a part of a movie, nerd, or like a town in regional New South Wales, like Canoundra is the first one that pops to mind. When it was turned into a movie, it looked nothing like Canoundra. They changed all the shop fronts. They put new things on the window. They put facades up on the buildings. You know, like, it doesn't look anything like what you're seeing.
Yeah, exactly. The same with, pardon me, about Martin Place in Sydney, which was the backdrop for the Matrix series. Mm-hmm. They use that in each film. I've seen people walk down Martin Place with their phone out taking pictures on, and I'm thinking to myself, is that because it's Martin Place or because you're trying to relive the Matrix? So it's remarkable, right? Iceland's the same. They've had a huge increase in visitor numbers. I took a bunch of students over to the UK last year. The first thing they wanted to see was Harry Potter locations. There you go.
I'd be with them.
Where they filmed Harry Potter.
Yeah, I'd be there with them.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You know what? As soon as we'd done it, they were like, okay, Andrew, we can do the rest of the trip now. And I was like, wow. Okay. So, and this is them. This is Harry Potter. So they've got generations to go yet. I'm sure when they become parents themselves one day, they'll show Harry Potter to their kids, and that'll keep the community growing and keep it sustainable and viable into the future.
And I think that's the big thing. You know, you mentioned Queen, David Bowie. We've got an Elton John movie about to come out. We've got an Elvis movie about to be filmed on the Gold Coast. By reimagining them, that brings in the new generation, and the community continues.
Yeah, exactly right. It just keeps on living and keeps on going, and from strength to strength to strength in a way. And in a way, it's new connections as well. It's a new way of looking at the brand in a different context, because a next generation coming through might go, hey, but we'd see it like this. You might go, wow, I never saw it like that. But, you know, I can see where you're getting the connection from. And so it's a new connection. It's a new community based around maybe a new idea or a new way of looking at that brand in a different context, which previous generations may not have. So it's really cool how I can just keep on going all the time. So, you know, even look at musicians and how they build their brand on, yeah, it's on products. Like Beyonce, for example, has a whole range of products. No offense to Beyonce at all. She's got every right to make as much money as she can. but the thing is, one day her brand will hit, you might say, its peak, and all start to decline a bit. But what will happen is that our memory of Beyonce will be attached to a certain point in our lives where we might go, I remember Beyonce because of this song, because I listened to that song going through X, or it meant this to me.
Yep.
And a lot of people I talk to have that connection. They, you know, I know this one guy who collects T-shirts for rock bands. And he works at the ABC, by the way. So every time I see him, he's wearing a different T-shirt. I asked him the other day, why do you wear these T-shirts all the time? And he said, you know, I saw these bands at a part of my life where I was having the most fun.
Mm.
And so for him, it's like a connection to the
instant
past.
Memory.
It's opening a door up. Exactly. And that also helps these brand communities.
Andrew, so great to talk to you about this. Thanks for being a part of our brand community here on ABC Newcastle and New South Wales. We'll chat to you in a couple of weeks' time.
I'm looking forward to being your band manager.
Thanks, Andrew. Dr. Andrew Hughes there from the Australian National University and our regular guest here on ABC Newcastle and New South Wales, successfully embarrassing me, making me blush.